Now, polls for the European, local and Limerick mayoral elections opened at 7 o'clock this morning. They'll continue until 10 tonight. There are 73 candidates running for 14 European seats. We have around 2,168 people trying to win one of the 949 seats on city and local councils. 15 candidates are running in the historic Limerick mayoral election. That's the first of its kind held in this country. We have some final advice now on navigating lengthy ballot papers, and I'm joined by Tim Carey, the head of the electoral operations for Ireland's Electoral Commission on Cumasúin Tó Cáin. And Tim, thanks for coming in to us this morning.
Good morning.
When we'll go through maybe a bit of the ladybird stuff here, but when people arrive at their polling stations this morning, what do they need to have with them?
Okay, first thing is the polling information card is a useful document to have, but it's not essential. It doesn't entitle you to vote. It's not saying that this is what proves that you can vote. It actually just tells you where you can vote, and it's helpful for identification purposes. So if you don't have your polling information card, don't worry, go to your polling station. Bring documentation, bring a form of identity, driver's license, student card, work card. There's a fairly wide variety of documents that they will accept. And you may not be asked for identification, but if you are, you have to show it. So bring that along with you. You'll go in. There's a lot of first-time voters out there this time around because it's been a while. You go in, you find your particular polling station, which is the desk in the hall or the school where you're going to vote. And you go up, you present yourself, you give your name and address. They look you up on the register because you need to be on the register to vote. And if you're on the register, they, as I said, they may ask you for identification, and then they will give you your relevant ballots, either local, European and Limerick. So you may get one, two or three ballots today, and up to, I think, if you'd be up over 60 candidates that you would be looking at in certain circumstances.
Yeah, and I'll get onto those ballots in a minute, but just go back to the register. As you say, if you're not registered, you can't vote. If you're worried about where you're registered, because, you know, people move addresses these days quite a lot, you can check the register at home just to double check that you, if you haven't got a polling card and you're worried, am I still registered? Am I on the register of electors? You can check it at home.
You can. Online. Check the register.ie, and if you can't, for some reason, find yourself there, contact your local authority. But it's important to note that you can only vote in your designated polling station. You just can't rock up to any polling station.
Yeah, you must go to the designated one. Now, those ballot papers, they're not just long, they are very, very long. One measurement, Midland North West European election is 28 inches long. First thing, can people ask for help if they are bamboozled by what's in front of them?
Well, I think you can ask for help, but you're not going to be given help writing your numbers and making your preferences. But if you're confused about what you're supposed to do with the ballot, by all means ask, because that's what the polling staff are there for. They're there to help you execute your ballot correctly. So there's a few basic things to get right for starters. And, you know, if you're facing this, and it can be, I remember the first time I went for a local election and I suddenly was presented with all these faces. And so it can be a bit of, you know, if you can look online beforehand or just have a think about it beforehand so that you've given it a bit of time. On each ballot that you get, you express your preference. You start with the number one and then you work your way down. You can go down all 27, if you so wish, or you can just give one. It's up to you. Whoever on that ballot paper you think represents you in some way, you can give a vote to. If you don't think they represent you, don't give them a vote. And you start off with number one, work your way down, and then go to the next ballot. And very importantly, start with number one again. Don't continue your numbering. If you do not start a ballot with the number one, it is invalid. It will not be counted.
If I started with X, but I continued 2, 3, 4 and 5.
That is permissible, but I always think on the safe side, just start with number 1 and work your way down. In the last locals and Europeans, over 100,000 people, the vast majority of whom didn't know that they were making their vote invalid, did not have their votes count because of simple errors.
Like what?
Well, starting a ballot with 4, 5 and 6. You know, you've done your first ballot, 1, 2, 3, and then you go to the second ballot.
So in other words, you've started voting in the local election, perhaps.
Yeah.
Then you voted on to the European election. But instead of starting again at one, you continued 6, 7, 8.
Exactly. And that vote is invalid under law. So there was a Supreme Court judgment in 2015 that decided that you needed to express your preference starting with number one or a clear first preference. So starting with number four or five is not a clear first preference, according to the law.
Isn't it an awful failure of the education system into the electoral process, or indeed the work that you're doing in An Cumasúin Tó Chadhain to educate people around voting, that the population of Kilkenny that more than will fit into Croke Park spoiled their ballots. Now, and I know we don't know if they were all spoiled through mistakes. They could have been spoiled on purpose. But it is still phenomenal that yep. that number of votes were lost to yep. the electoral system.
The returning officers, their feedback to us is that the vast majority didn't intend to spoil their votes and to this day did not know their votes had been declared invalid. Certainly, you are absolutely entitled to spoil your vote intentionally, register that, that is absolutely fine. But that's not really what's happening in terms of the invalid. So the Electoral Commission, and, you know, I suppose we're the first body that's been established to do this thing. So we are attempting to address that on this occasion, and we will be bringing it back to people at every election. Mm-hmm. This is how you vote. And it does seem simple, but it's also a simple thing to get wrong. And then the other thing to look
people
out for...
People may feel rushed as well.
Yeah, don't feel rushed. I mean, there's no one's going to kick you out of a private polling station to say, oh, look, there's a queue. Take your time, have a think about the candidates. If you think you've made a mistake or you've done something wrong or whatever, talk to the polling staff. They'll help you out and take your time. What I would say is there's a couple of other things. One is when you get your ballot, make sure it's stamped.
Yeah.
Now, the polling staff can be busy and they might get distracted and inadvertently not stamp your ballot.
OK, watch yeah. they stamp it. If I make a mess of it, can I ask for another ballot paper?
You can. Okay. Yes. Yes.
OK. Look, we leave it there. Any idea how long the counts will last?
Everybody asked that question. I think, yeah, we should
as
all
long
put
as
it.
The
yeah,
ballot
yeah, as
paper.
Long as maybe longer
bring,
than the
bring
ballot.
Coffee,
even
bring coffee. Sandwich,
and
bring
could
lunch.
I just ask for one and make one small shout out to yeah. this cohort, the young people. Consistently, the young people of this country vote in lesser numbers than other age groups. So I really encourage young people, even those doing their maths and geography, leaving Sir paper today. You know, at the end of the day, there's still another result that you can influence in the election.
Get on down there. Thank you very much. That's Tim Carey from An Cumasúin Tó Chadhain.